Welcome to Sleepyhead Stories today.
We love to read books, be silly, and play.
Me and my mommy are here every week to read you great stories that all are unique. Join us at bedtime, or bath time, or breakfast. We promise it's better than a trip to the dentist.
Welcome to Sleepyhead Stories.
You guys, you did it. You completed the top secret mission, wishing Conchetta happy birthday. Thank you so much. I'm going to read your messages now and play those voice messages. But before I do, I just wanted to say thank you so much for your help. I just read them all to Conchetta and let her listen to them all, and she loved it. She loved hearing from you all. She loved knowing where you were from. And more importantly, I think that we both are very proud of this little Sleepyhead Stories community we've created. So thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts. You really helped make her day truly special. All right, guys, here we go. I'm going to get started. So these are going to be messages from all over. They're going to be messages from our Facebook, from our Instagram, from our emails, and also voice messages. All right. First message comes from Carol Constantino Jackis, and she says, "My goodness, 5 years old. Happy birthday." Thank you so much, Carol. Next message is from Conchetta's grandfather all the way in Hamburg, Germany. He says, "We love you, little princess. Happy birthday from Biggie and Opa Reiner." Thank you so much, guys. Next we have from Aunt Sharon. "Happy birthday, Conchetta." Thank you, Aunt Sharon. Ellen Cardone wishes you lots of presents. Happy birthday. Have fun. Thank you so much, Ellen. Next message comes from Marina, Elena, Simeon, and Ashley, Ava, and Mason. Happy birthday. Thank you so much, guys. Michelle Blakely wishes Conchetta a happy birthday. Thank you, Michelle. Diane Mabry, happy birthday, beautiful child. Thank you, Diane. Next message is from Conchetta's godmother. She says, "Love you to the moon and back, my sweet, smart, beautiful godchild. Have a super fun day. Jake and Nate's birthday message is high five, beautiful girl." Thank you so much, Janine. Those are Conchetta's cousins. Next message is from Michael, Michelle, and Derek Lynch. Happy birthday, Conchetta. Thank you so much, guys. Next is from Heather Fleischman Upchurch and Rosalie Upchurch. "Happy 5th birthday, Conchetta. A whole hand. Sending lots of love and birthday wishes your way from Atlanta, Georgia." Thank you so much, guys. Next message is from Germany again, from Langhorn, Germany. It's from Stephanie Marinesi, and she says, "Happy birthday wishes from all the way across the ocean. Sends you the whole Marinesi family. Stay happy and as cool as you are." Thank you, Stephanie. Next message is from Shirley Perrone. "Happy 5th birthday, Conchetta." Thank you, Shirley. Next message is from Renata Sartorio. "Happy birthday, beautiful. Hope you had a great day. Love, Renata and Hannah." They are in Georgia as well. Thank you, guys. Next message comes from Jeanette in Florida. "Happy birthday, Conchetta." Thank you, Jeanette. All right, guys, let me just get to a few more here. Next message comes from Brian Davis and the whole Davis family. "Happy birthday, Conchetta." Thank you. Next message comes from the Parati family, which is David, Jody, Madison, Tori, and David. "Happy birthday to Conchetta." Thank you, guys. Next message comes from Stephanie, Nicole, and her whole family. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm sorry. Stephanie said happy birthday. Thank you so much. Sorry, guys. All right, now we're going to head on over to Instagram and read some messages from there. Carney Amy, happiest of birthdays to you, Conchetta, from some Aussie listeners. Cooper, Evan, and Addie, thank you so much, guys, all the way from Australia. Awesome. Vanessa says, happy birthday, Conchetta. You are such a special little lady, all the way from New York. Thank you, Vanessa. Next message comes from Zido, which is a company that helped us in creating Conchetta's goodie bags for her birthday. She's a great lady out of Madison, Wisconsin. She says, I hope that you have a very happy birthday and enjoy playing with the dough. Thank you so much. That's Zido. They make handmade Play-Doh. Okay, next message comes all the way from Brooklyn, New York. And it says, Matilda is a devout listener of Sleepyhead Stories and would like to send Conchetta all the birthday love from Brooklyn, New York. Happy birthday. We love your show and we love you. Little brother Finn also loves to listen to you too. Matilda, Finn, and Gunvor. Thank you so much, guys. All right, then we have a couple emails. This email comes from, bear with me. Here we go. Catherine Altman. She says, hello, we just sent you a voice message to wish Conchetta a happy birthday. I also wanted to thank you for your podcast. My son Eli, who turns 4 next month, loves it so much that we've started recording our own podcast that will be just for him. Thanks. Awesome, guys. That is awesome. Let us know what that podcast is and we'll sure listen to it. Okay, and our last email here is from Melissa. Melissa is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and she says, happy birthday from the entire Parker family. We love listening to Sleepyhead Stories. Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to go ahead and play all those voice messages we got. But before I go, again, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys, mission accomplished. You did a great job. Conchetta loved it. Thanks so much.
Hello, this is Conchetta. And my name is Sheeta. And this is, my name is Catherine. And Dad's name is David. And we wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Conchetta. Conchetta, Conchetta, you want some cake?
You'd like to give Conchetta some cake for her 5th birthday?
Yep. Thank you, Eli.
Thanks, Eli, for wishing Conchetta happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Conchetta. It's me, Ellie, and I like to listen to your podcast every night. And I have my little brother, Merrick, with me, and I'm 6 years old, and my little brother's 3. And my mom said happy birthday to
you. So Ivan Knight of Zimdor.
That's Merrick. He's a Power Ranger. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Ellie and Merrick. Merrick, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
I like your and your mom's stories, Conchetta, and happy birthday. Have a great birthday. Have fun and have a great time and I love your stories. Don't ever forget me. And my name is Bree and maybe I might do something and maybe you can give me a shout out. Thank you, Bree.
Thank you, Bree, for the happy birthday message.
Happy birthday, Conchetta.
Happy birthday, Conchetta.
Happy birthday, Conchetta.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, Dawn, Polly, and Araya.
Hi, Conchetta. This is Sweden Me. I just wanted to wish you a very, 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 very happy birthday. Bye.
Thank you, Sweden.
Thanks, Sweden. It's your birthday!
Yeah! Woo!
Somebody's 5 years old. Who could it be? I don't know who it is. Who is it?
Hannah!
Hannah the dog? She can't be five.
Yeah, she's five.
We only just got her, like, 2 years ago.
Well, 100 years, she's five.
I don't know. Who else in this house could be five?
You.
Me?
You have a bean.
I have a bean. Yes, I have a bean necklace. I think I'm older than five.
Maybe who, daddy?
Daddy is much older than five.
What about Papa?
Papa, no way.
Papa used to...
At one time, Papa was five, but he's not five now.
Well,
I know who it could be.
No, it's Mammy.
It's not Mammy. It's you!
No, it's Mammy!
The big 5 years old. How do you feel?
I think it feels like Mammy.
It feels like your Mammy? Like you're an older person?
Ooh, it feels like Papa.
You feel like your bones hurt? You got so old?
Help me. Help me!
Oh, no. You're not that old yet. Guys, thank you for joining us in celebrating Conchetta's birthday. She loved hearing all the messages. Let's talk about the messages for a second. How nice was that?
Good.
Yeah, it made you feel good inside?
Yeah.
All these people that we never met, all these kids that we've never met, wished you a happy birthday. Pretty awesome, huh?
But Eli sounds like a boy name.
Well, he was a boy. You remember any other names?
No.
We remembered Eli in particular because why?
Because we have Eli.
We have a dog here named Eli as well. So we like that name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, let's go ahead and get started. We have a cool...
Reading a book.
We are reading a special birthday book, Happy Birthday to You by Dr. Seuss.
By Dr. Seuss.
That's correct. And I really like this book. It's fun anytime somebody has a birthday to read it to them.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe every time Mammy has a birthday, maybe we can make her read it this book.
So who has the birthday that's coming up next? Papa has the birthday coming up next. So maybe we can read it to him on his birthday or we make him read it. Sound good? All right, guys, let's get started because it's a little bit on the long side. Happy Birthday to You by Dr. Seuss. Here we go. I wish we could do what they do in Cat-Roo. They sure know how to say happy birthday to you. In Cat-Roo, every year, on the day you were born, they start the day right in the bright early morn. When the birthday honk-honker hikes high up Mount Zorn and lets loose a big blast on the big birthday horn. And the voice of the horn calls out loud as it plays, "Wake up, for today is your day of all days!" Then, the moment the horn's happy honk-honk is heard, comes a fluttering flap-flap, and then comes the bird. The great birthday bird! And so far as I know, Cat-Roo is the only place birthday birds grow. This bird has a brain. He's most beautifully brained, with the brainiest bird brain that's ever been trained. He was trained by the most splendid cub in this nation, the Cat-Roo Happy Birthday Association. And whether your name is Pete, Polly, or Paul, when your birthday comes round, he's in charge of it all. Whether your name is Nate, Nellie, or Ned, he knows your address and he heads for your bed. He hears a soft swoosh in the brightening sky. You're not all awake, but you open one eye. Then over the housetops and trees of Catroo, you see that bird coming to you, just to you. That bird pops right in. You are up on your feet. You jump to the window. You meet and you greet. With the secret Catroo birthday high sign and shake, the only good people with birthdays may make. You do it just so, with each finger and toe. Then the bird says, "Come on, brush your teeth and let's go. It's your day of all days. It's the best of the best. So don't waste a minute. Hop to it. Get dressed." And 5 minutes later, you're having a snack. On your way out of town, on a smorgasbord's back. "Today," laughs the bird, "eat whatever you want. Today, no one tells you you can't or you shan't. And today, you don't have to be tidy or neat. If you wish, you may eat with both hands and both feet. So get in there and munch. Have a big muncheroo. Today is your birthday. Today, you are you." If we didn't have birthdays, you wouldn't be you. If you'd never been born, well then, what would you do? If you'd never been born, well then, what would you be? You might be a fish or a toad in a tree. You might be a doorknob or three baked potatoes. You might be a bag full of hard green tomatoes. Or worse than all that, why, you might be a wasn't. A wasn't has no fun at all. No, he doesn't. A wasn't just isn't. He just isn't present. But you, you are you. And now, isn't that pleasant? So, we'll go to the top of the toppiest blue space, the official Catroo birthday sounding off place. Come on, open your mouth and sound off at the sky. Shout loud at the top of your voice, "I am I! Me! I am I!
I am I!"
There you go. And I may know, and I may not know why, but I do know that I like it. Three cheers! I am I!
I'm nine.
And now on this day of all days in Catroo, the association has built just for you a railway with very particular boats that are pulled through the air by funicular goats. These goats never slip, never trip, never bungle. They take us down fast to the birthday flower jungle. The best sniffing flowers that anyone grows, we have grown to be sniffed by your own private nose. They smell like licorice and cheese. Send 40 hoobubs up in the trees to snip with the snippers, nip with nippers, clip and clop and with clapping clippers, nip and snip with clipping cloppers, snip and snop with snipping snoppers, all for you. The hoobubs clip. Happy birthday, Nop and Nip. So they're clipping flowers from you from the jungle. Then pile the wondrous smelling stacks on 50 hippoheimers' backs. They'll take those flowers all home for you. You can keep the hippoheimers too. While this is done, I've got a hunch. It's time to eat our birthday lunch. For birthday luncheons, as a rule, we serve hot dogs rolled on a spool. So stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff until you've had enough. Now, of course, we're all mustard, so one of the rules is to wash it all off in the mustard-off pools, which are very fine warm water mountaintop tubs, which were built just for this by the mustard-off cubs. Then, out of the water, sing loud while you dry. Sing loud, "I am lucky." Sing loud, "I am I." If you've never been born, then you might be an isn't. An isn't has no fun at all. No, he disn't. He never has birthdays, and that isn't pleasant. You have to be born, or you don't get a present. A present, aha! Now what kind shall I give? Why, the kind you'll remember as long as you live. Would you like a fine pet? Well, that's just what you'll get. I'll get you the fanciest pet ever yet. As you see, we have here in the heart of our nation the official Cat-Roo birthday pet reservation. From east of the eastiest to west of the westiest, we've searched the whole world just to bring you the bestiest. They come in all sizes, small, medium, tall. If you wish, I will find you the tallest of all. To find who's the tallest, we start with the smallest. We start with the smallest, then what do? We line them all up back to back, two by two. Taller and taller, and when we're all through, we finally find one who's taller than you. But you have to be smart and keep watching their feet, because sometimes they stand on their tiptoes and cheat. And so from the smaller, we stack them up taller and taller and taller and taller and taller. And now, here's the one who is taller than aller. He's yours. He's all yours. He's the very top tallest. I know you'll enjoy him, the tallest of allest. I'll have him shipped home to you, birthday express. That costs quite a bit, but I couldn't care less. Today is your birthday. Today you are you. So what if it costs $1,000 or $2,000? Today is your birthday. You'll get what you wish. You might also like a nice time-telling fish. So I'll send a diver gets and I'll get... I'll send diver gets. Deep under the sea in their undersea kits. In all the wide world, there are no better pets than the time-telling fish that gets. Oh my goodness. But speaking of time, why, good gracious alive, the time-telling fish says it's 4:45. I had no idea it was getting so late. We have to get going. We have a big date. And so as the sunset burns red in the west, comes the night of the day of the best of the best. The night of all nights in Cat-Roo. So according to rule, what we usually do is saddle up two hooded clompers named Alice and gallop like mad to the birthday palace. Your big birthday party soon starts to begin in the finest palace that you've ever been in. Now this birthday pal palace, as soon as you see, has exactly 9,403 rooms to play in, 12 halls for brass bands, not counting the 53 hamburger stands. And besides all of that, there are 65 rooms just for keeping the sweeping up afterward brooms, because after your party, as well as you may guess, it will take 20 days just to sweep up the mess. First, we're greeted by drummers who drum as they come. The next come the strummers who strum as they come. And the drummers who drum and the strummers who strum are followed by zummers who come as they zum. Just look at those zummers. They're sort of like plumbers. They come along humming with heads in their plumbing, and that makes the music that zummers call zumming. And all of this beautiful zumming and humming and plumbing and strumming and drumming and coming, all of it, all of it, all of it is for you. Look! Dr. Daring singing herrings. Daring singing spelling herrings. See what Daring's herrings do? They sing and spell it all for you. And they spelled out, happy birthday! And here comes your cake. Cooked by Snookers and Snookers, the official Cat-Roo happy birthday cake cookers. And Snookers and Snookers, I'm happy to say, are the only cake cookers who cook cakes today made of guaranteed certified strictly grade A peppermint cucumber sausage paste butter. And the world's finest cake slicers, Dutter and Dutter, and Dutter and Dutter with hatchets aflutter, high up on the poop deck, stand ready to cutter. I knew you would say that. That's what you call on a ship. We're almost there, guys. Today you are you. That is truer than true. There was no one alive who was youer than you. Shout loud, I am lucky to be what I am. Thank goodness I'm not just a clam or a ham or a dusty old jar of sour gooseberry jam. I am what I am. That's a great thing to be. If I say so myself, happy birthday to me. Now by horseback and birdback and hifferback too, come your friends, all your friends, from all over Cat Roo. And the birthday palace heats up with hot friends, and your party goes on and on till it ends. When it ends, you're much happier, richer, and fatter, and the bird flies you home on a very soft platter. So that's what the birthday bird does in Cat Roo, and I wish I could do all these great things for you. The end. Woo! That was a lot of cool birthday things, huh?
No.
Yeah. So, are we tired now?
No, I want to go bed.
You want to go? Yeah. You had enough. That was a long one. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to bed, guys. All right. Happy birthday, Conchetta, from everyone. We hope you had a great time. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I wish I was him. Because how does he not let the things fall behind? How does he not let you fall behind his back?
I know. Well, I think he's a little bit magic, too. So when you ride on his back, you don't fall off when he flies you around Cat Roo. Pretty crazy place for your birthday, huh?
Well, he's probably not real.
He's probably not real? Maybe not. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for all your birthday messages. Conchetta really enjoyed it and had a great birthday. Good night. You want to say good night?
Good night.
Good night. Hi, guys. Corey here from Sleepyhead Stories, and I have some exciting news to share with you all. We now have our very own website, sleepyheadstoriespodcast.com. Hop on there with your parents to see things like pictures, listen to old episodes, purchase cool merchandise, or you can even reach out to us. And speaking of reaching out, we are now going to be giving shout-outs to all our favorite listeners. Send us a message either on our website or an email to sleepyheadstories@gmail.com or a direct message on our Instagram or Facebook page, and we'll give you a shout-out in the next episode. If you have a birthday coming up, let us know, and we'll for sure wish you a happy birthday on the podcast. Also, guys, if you feel to do so, please leave us a review on Apple iTunes. You can either leave us a starred review, or if you feel like it, you can write a full review out and let everybody know how much you enjoy Sleepyhead Stories. We would truly appreciate it. Guys, thank you so much. We love what we do. We love reading books, and we love sharing them with you all. Have a great day or a great night, and we'll talk to you in the next episode.